Up in the morning, out on the job, I've got to work for my pay. But that lucky old son, he's got nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. We look at the sun and we think that what a wonderful life he has, just rolling around heaven, smiling at everyone, joyously looking out at life and saying how wonderful the world is. What is a heavenly life? The instant inspiration for today is a heavenly life. What is a heavenly life? Is it rolling around heaven all day like the sun? Or is it rolling around earth all day like we are doing? What is a heavenly life? Is a heavenly life with no problems, with no conditions that shake us up, with nothing that causes us to think twice? Is it living in a state of continual bliss, a state of continual meditation, if you will, or introspection? Well, that sounds like it would be pretty nice. And it sounds like this is what many of the Hindu teachers like to do, live in a state of bliss. And certainly every Christian would love to be in a state of bliss. And all other religions probably have their own term for bliss too, and they'd like to be in that. But why are we here on the planet Earth? We're here on the planet Earth to do one thing. And if any of you know what that is, you can shout it out right now.
Be yourself and have fun.
We're on the planet Earth to remember who we are.
That's another one.
We're on the planet Earth to remember who we are. We are God. We are the creative cause of the universe. We are to remember who we are. And in remembering, we are to be ourselves and have fun. That's true. But we're to remember who we are. Now, could we be on planet Earth for any other purpose than to be divine? If we're here to be divine, if we're here to be heavenly, then we must originally be heavenly. We must originally return to our original purity and integrity. We must originally be God. We must originally be fantastic. Why did we create ourselves on planet Earth having forgotten who we are? Why do we create ourselves on Earth in far less than a heavenly light? Why do we create ourselves on Earth with a life full of hell and damnation? You know, ask many people and they'll tell you. They'll tell you, just look at my body, it's not perfect. Just look at my affairs, they're not perfect. Just look at my world, it's not perfect. Just look at my marital life, it's not perfect. Just look at my family, just look at my business, just look at everything. Just look at the world, it's all crumbling and it's falling apart and it's going to blow up in volcanoes and blow away in hurricanes. And man, oh man, just look. Oh, right you are. Look. Now let's ask one simple question that has only one answer. Who caused all these problems? We did. Why did we cause these problems? Because we do not choose to think in harmony, peace, love, right action, truth, joy, and wholeness. If we were to think in right action, peace, joy, harmony, and wholeness, what would happen? We would live in a world of right action, peace, joy, harmony, and wholeness. When are we going to start doing that? Well, you have a child, and you say to that child, we have rules in our family. Now, you live up to those rules. If you don't, you're a naughty boy, and you get a spanking. That was yesteryear, of course. But if you don't live up to the rules of the family, you're going to get a spanking. And so the child doesn't live up to the rules of the family because the family doesn't live up to the rules. Father smokes and tells the kids not to smoke. Father drinks and tells the kids not to drink. Father swears and tells the kids not to swear. Father tells tales on other people and carries bad stories about other people. And when the kids do that, father gets upset with him. Now, who's going to be the role model? Who's going to be the one who's going to show the way? Who is the way shower? We say that Jesus was the way shower. What did Jesus show the way to doing? To living to your highest and your best. He said, it is done unto you according to your belief. So now, how in the world can we clean up the world of hurricanes and tornadoes, of volcanoes, of floods, of fire, of famine, of illness? How can we clean up the world of that? Well, very simple. Very simple. All we have to do is not give it power. When you do not give power to something, it just disappears. If you don't give power to your wife, she just disappears. She says, I don't want to be in that family. I'm not giving any attention. And the wife does that to a husband. And that's why the marriages seem to have such a difficult time. They don't give each other attention, loving attention. Now, if a husband were to give his wife loving attention, do you think that they would split? No way. You think if a wife would give her husband loving attention, they'd split? No way. They don't have to tell each other how to live or rule each other, but they give loving attention. And with loving attention, they stay in there. They love it. Now, if you're giving a person negative attention, they want to get out of it. That's the same way with the storms. That's the same way with the problems on earth. Don't give them attention. Live in heavenly bliss. Live a heavenly life, a life that is like the sun. Up in the morning, out on the job, I've got to work for my pay. But that lovely old sun, he's just rolling around heaven all day. Now, what's he doing? What's the sun doing up there all day long? On the dark side of the earth and the light side of the earth, wherever the sun is, he's smiling. He's shining. He's happy. He is not concerned about the problems that exist because he has such a bright light that wherever there was a shadow, there now is his light. So for us, wherever there is something that is negative, our light will shine upon it and it'll no longer be there. You know, you can make a light so bright that you can't see anything but the light. And this is what we might do. Make our light so bright that anything that seemed negative before is no longer there. It's no longer empowered to continue. And this is the beauty of who we are. This is the beauty of us being up in the morning, out on the job. We don't have to work for our pay. We, like the happy old sun, have nothing to do but roll around heaven all day and live our life in a heavenly consciousness. Live our life seeing everything beautiful, seeing everything good, seeing everything whole, seeing everything fantastic. And then, of course, that's what we experience. But the choice is ours. What choice do you want? That's what you have to make up for yourself, this decision now. And as you make up that decision, watch as the miracles shine forth in your life, bringing you a happiness that you never dreamed possible. So, live a heavenly life by your positive thinking. I love you, I love you, I love you.
A lot